This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty Thursday to a new charge of lying to Congress about a Russian real estate venture Trump sought to develop during his presidential campaign. AP's Warren Levinson has more.
Michael Cohen told a Manhattan federal judge he lied to Senate and House committees last year about Donald Trump's business interests in Russia. He testified negotiations over building a Trump Tower in Russia ended before the 2016 presidential primaries began, when in fact they continued throughout the primary season. He also said he lied about the extent of his contacts in Russia and with the Trump Organization about the project. He said he lied to be loyal to Trump's political messaging, though the boss's name was absent from the proceeding, where Trump was called Individual One. Warren Levinson, New York.
The developments come as Trump continues almost daily attacks on Mueller's investigation of Trump campaign links to Russia and whether Trump as president obstructed justice in an effort to thwart the probe. British security contractor G4S says five of its employees, including a Briton, were killed and 32 others injured in a gun and bomb attack against one of its compounds in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The company said in a statement Thursday that five employees have been seriously injured. Afghan officials confirming the attack on the well-guarded facility in Kabul that it killed a total of 10 people and injured many more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the suicide raid, saying it inflicted heavy casualties on both Afghan and foreign occupying forces inside the compound. The G4S is a leading global security company which provides security for the British Foreign Commonwealth Office in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.